Vectis Radio FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Got the gang in from St George's School. We got Kirsten. You all right?
Yeah,
are you? I'm all right. Our guest is looking a little bit nervous. We'll introduce our guest in a mo. But we've also got Jack. Question Master Jack. In you've got some wicked questions there, Jack.
Yes,
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes, Seb.
I mean, I'm quite excited. I have high hope. I've been told these are very good questions.
They are very good questions. So look, you're from the from Sandown Zoo.
The Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary.
It's not called Sandown Zoo anymore. It's called what is it called?
The Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. So we actually changed and became a charity. I think it's about 7 years ago now. It feels maybe longer, actually.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Do you know, the last time I was out there, I took my son out there, and he would have been about, I don't know, nine, something like that. So it's a long time ago.
Are you saying you haven't come and visited the bears?
No.
Shock horror.
And they were, I mean, they were big last and this year as well.
Yeah.
Didn't they win an award?
Yeah, I think they're like the tourism, like superstars of the island or something. They've got several like amazing accolades.
How brilliant is that? Just remind me of their names.
Benji and Baloo. Oh,
Benji and Baloo. I want to send them a Christmas card.
Yeah, come visit them.
Have they got their own Facebook page?
I don't think so. I think they use our main Facebook page, but they are incredibly popular still.
All right. So you got in touch because you want some of our guys to come out to an event that you're going to tell us about in a minute.
Yeah, it'll be lovely.
When is the event?
So it's the 27th and 28th of June. We are doing, it's our FOCAS festival, so Focus on Conservation and Science. We do two slots in the day, so I think it's 9:30 to 1, 1:30 till 5. And basically we just try and get people in to come and see anyone and everyone who does conservation science on the Isle of Wight. We do have a few mainland exhibitors this year as well, and it's a really cool family event and also event for older people, younger people, to come just learn and get engaged and do some really fun activities.
Is this something you do every year, or is this the first time you've done it?
This is our fourth year, actually.
Fourth year,
yeah,
wow.
So it started off as a one day event, and it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger, so it's done really, really well.
Okay, and is it a Saturday and a Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
All right, okay. So are you ready with some questions, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm prepared, Jack.
What would happen if a tiger escaped?
Oh, so touch, I can't find any wood to touch, but touch wood, they have never escaped. But we actually have to do four drills a year. So under the government, we have to practice just in case one did, four times a year. And one was actually a couple of weeks ago. So if we did that, we would have to call, we've got a special code that I probably shouldn't say on the air, that we call across all of our radios, and then all the staff like jump into action. So we have an amazing animal team. There are animal carers. We have a gun team because they have to make sure that everyone's safe. And then we basically evacuate all the people, sort out whatever's happening with the animal, hopefully, touch wood, put them to sleep and get them back in their enclosure. And yeah, so it's hopefully, touch wood, never happened, never will happen, but we have quite a lot of things in place just in case.
How many tigers do you have?
We have four. So
four.
We have Softy, Toff, Softy, Toff, Natasha and Zoppa.
Oh. Sorry, just give me them names again.
Softy and Toff. They're the ones that were the rescues from that Poland-Russia sort of transport issue. And then we also have Zoppa and Natasha, who came from a travelling circus.
All right, brilliant. So, I mean, which one would you want to escape?
I mean,
which one should we look out for most?
Softy and Toff are quite wild. But actually, the one that I think we're all sort of a bit about is our lioness Frosty. So she's incredibly wild. She likes to give everyone a good experience. When you come feed her, she gives you a wild experience, she does.
Right, okay. What was the next question, Jack?
Did you know David Attenborough turns 100 tomorrow?
I did. We actually have done our own little mini documentary about a stick insect called Dave. So keep an eye on our socials, L&D socials, tomorrow, and you'll see our mini documentary, one of my lovely colleagues, Kerry, did. And it's fabulous.
All right. So what inspires you to do what you do?
Oh, everything. I mean, I started life out working with animals when I was about 15. Loved it, always knew I wanted to work with animals. And then I sort of, as I got older, I was like, actually, I really enjoy working with kids as well. So I started working off at the college. That was my first big job. Worked there, worked in the animal department, eventually started teaching, lecturing, doing apprentices. I was like, this is my passion. And so it sort of just come on from there, really.
Brilliant.
I sort of gone, this job came up as head of learning discovery, and I was like, that is literally my dream job. I'd known it for years. And I was like, yep, doing this. got the job very luckily, and it's just been going from strength to strength since.
Excellent. So would somebody like David Attenborough be an inspiration to you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are so many different inspirations for different things. Like, I obviously have all the side of the amazing conservation scientists like David Attenborough, Jane Goodall, but then you've got also the people who like do all the educating side, like everyone who did Really Wild Show back in the day, and Steve Backshaw, Nick Noel, and all that lot. Right. Just amazing.
Steve Backshaw, crikey. Yeah. I remember interviewing him some while back. Yeah.
Gosh.
Really fascinating guy, yeah. So all very inspirational then.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I would imagine you'd be inspiring a new generation here on the Isle of Wight.
I hope so. We were doing some statistics the other week, and we've seen probably 50,000 kids over the last 4 years in some sort of form or the other. So we have just seen so many different people and like talked about our rescue animal stories. So it's fabulous.
So what's the outlook of when this is done, what do you hope you've achieved?
For the Focus Festival?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we've inspired another big cohort of people to go and either make some positive change. That's one of our big sort of aims at the sanctuary. We want people to make positive change for their world, our animals, and even animals they come into contact with just when they perhaps go on holiday, their own pets, any animals, just, and also the natural world. So it's making positive changes that they can do, and also engaging with these other charities, these other organisations that do make a positive impact on our planet.
Fantastic. Now we're going to bring in Kirsten at this point. Has Kirsten got a question? Because I know Jack's got a few more.
What is one of your favourite parts about your job?
Oh, so I think I quite like when we do the various clubs. So we do a few different clubs. So we have like our home eds, home ed gardening, and tiger teens are some of our clubs we have at the moment. But doing those and actually getting this, or the one-on-one time of repeat children is just amazing, because you just see them grow so much. Like in the years I've been doing this, we've seen children who have come in who maybe have not very much confidence, they've left school, and just seeing them just build that confidence and then feel they can go back to school or just build their confidence and make new friends, that is just such a big win for me.
Any more questions over there, Kirsten?
Oh,
you've got a list.
Just got a list. Very prepared.
How many people would you say came to the Focus Festival?
Oh, so I think including this year, we probably would have seen about 6,000-7,000 people total.
Crikey.
That's over 4 years, possibly even more actually, but it's, yes, a lot of people. I think we've got about 3,000 tickets this year. We've upped it again from last year, so quite a few people, I'm hoping.
Wonderful. And what would you do if you weren't doing this? What else would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably try and find some sort of animal and teaching job again, because that is my absolute passion. But yeah, it's hard to know, because the island, we have a lot of different animal places. There's so many like routes you can go down.
Right, okay. Jack's got one more question, is that right? Come on, Jack, let's have that question. And then we're going to bring in Dylan in a moment. He's got the killer question, I think. He's coming
I'm
in.
I'm excited.
Okay. If you could talk to David Attenborough, what could you teach him that he doesn't already know?
Oh, I mean, the man has 3 times of a life on me, so that's a very hard question.
And some.
Yeah, and well, yeah. So he's, oh, a man like that, that would be an incredibly hard thing.
What would you ask him then?
Oh, I'd have so many questions. I'd have to be as sensible as these guys and write myself a real good list, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's done so many fantastic things. I'd probably ask him for some career advice. What could we do here to make an even bigger impact on the island? I'd ask him something like that, because he would just have so much of a wealth of knowledge about how to sort of grow and impact education in places.
Do you know, you sound like a really fascinating person, because you're really passionate about what you do.
Oh, it's the best job, the best job. I mean, these guys asked me secretly before we did this, how would I rate my job on 1 to 10? And I was like, well, it's easily like 100.
Yeah.
It's the best job I've ever had, so.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Oh. It's a bit like when Steve Backshaw came on. I'm pretty sure that he was part of a show called The One Show years ago.
Yeah.
And he did, there was a crossover with, there was an Irish lady that was the co-host, and then there was the Welsh lady, the co-host, that's still there.
Yeah.
And I asked him this question, who was your favourite to work with? And he refused to answer it, because he didn't want to upset any of them. So I'm going to ask you a similar question. What's your favourite animal in the zoo?
See, that actually is quite an easy question for me.
Right.
Really easy. So we have two cockatoos, Samuel and Guido, and I'm a bird person. I like my birds. I have birds at home. And they are just the sweetest, most funny creatures, and they always, always love and come and see in the group. So if I bring a group of kids around, that is like the best thing we could do for them. They love coming out and making noises. They dance with the kids. And it's just nice seeing an animal having so much of a positive reaction to seeing like hordes of children, and the kids just get so much out of it, and then seeing that they do too is fantastic.
Wow. So look, so you've been there for 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
What's have you got your career mapped out? Are you happy to stay there for the rest of your
definitely I've got a lot of plan to do still on the agenda for this job, so I'm hoping to be here for a long time, get all my hopes and dreams. And my team are fantastic. Like, I've got some real good people in the team at the moment, so they all have fantastic ideas, so I want to see it all through, really.
All right, what did you do before this?
So I worked at the college, so Isle of Wight College, in the animal care department. So I ran their animal area, so we looked after a load of animals there, and I taught on their courses, and I was a work-based assessor as well.
So would it be fair to say, if you were, you're working at a sanctuary with animals, you're a lot happier than most people if they were working in an office. What's the atmosphere like there within, you know, with all the staff? You go to some places, you go for a supermarket, work in a supermarket, I would imagine there's a fair bit of stress and lots of people not getting on. In your place, I would imagine there's a lot of love. Yeah.
I mean, I must admit, sometimes our office is a little bit like a classroom. So, you know, when it's raining and all the kids have to go look out the window, we have that, but with bears. So if the bears are doing something really exciting, our office is just opposite the back of their enclosure. So we're like, oh, the bears are playing. We all have to go look out the window. So and everyone's just so nice in our office. It's perfect.
It doesn't sound like a job at all. It sounds like a whole load of fun, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, I don't think I've ever had as much fun in a job as I've had in this job.
Wow. I bet you're keen to get to work. I bet you can't wait to get to work.
Yeah, I've always got loads to do. It's nice.
Kirsten, have you got another question?
Yes. What activities do you do at the Focus Festival?
Oh, so this year we've got about 42 different exhibitors. They'll each have their own different activities. So some of the ones that we're doing from Wild Heart, we have John the Bear, who's one of our amazing colleagues, who is just absolutely, he's so knowledgeable about bears. He is going to be showing you his amazing webcams and like all the cool technology about that. But I'm also creating some really interactive bear artifacts. Our animal carer Lucy Francis, she has just got me some bear paw casts. So they're made of plaster of Paris, and one of them's really quite sizable, but the other is huge, so you can actually see what a bear's footprint actually is like and like touch it, which is really cool.
That is really cool.
But we also have all sorts of different things. So we have the Scarlet Oak Theatre, who are doing 4 shows each day, and they have their really cool puppets. So they have an orangutan, a kia, which is a type of parrot, a blue iguana, and a white rhino, and they're going to do these really interactive shows each day. And then all the other places have so many different activities, so you just have to come and see what they are.
That's cool.
Has she sold it to you? Are you going to go?
I think you should. Come see the bears again.
Yeah.
When is it again? I forgot.
It's the 27th and 28th of June.
All right, so you got a bit, you know, got about 6-7 weeks yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, and it's not going to interfere with the festival or anything like that,
No,
is it?
We always plan it a week or two after the festival.
Yeah.
So it's nice and clear. We're the ones that kick off the Biosphere Festival. I'm not sure if you've heard of that this year. So we are the sort of headline star for that as well, which is really nice as
How fantastic. Dylan, you must have a question.
Oh, go on.
Is it accessible?
Accessible, yes. So we have still got some work to do on site, but we have done a lot of work on making our paths in particular so much better. And obviously we've got the really big ramp that leads up to the bear, so you can still see all over the top of the bear enclosure. And we're doing some work actually, hopefully in late June, July, to create an even more better, nice undercover accessible area. Yeah. So yeah.
Fantastic. Honestly, the passion that's coming out is just incredible, and so I can't wait. I hope our team get down there and do some reporting on this, because I know that we put it out on WhatsApp and there was a lot of excitement, but no one actually committed to the days. But now we're getting closer to it and they've heard a little bit more about it. I just think there'll be a lot of animal lovers that will be really wanting to sort of come down and focus on it.
Very good.
So just tell us, Focus is what?
Focus. It's Focus on Conservation and Science.
Right. Okay. And that's happening last weekend of June. Mm-hmm. Is it free to get in, or is it?
So it's reduced ticket costs. So it's a if you buy it before the day, it's £3.50 per person. Obviously, under threes go free. If you buy it on the day, it's £7 on the door.
Right, so
definitely buy in advance.
How many people can actually fit in?
So across the 2 days, 3,000. So
good,
it's about
grief.
750 per session. So we've got two sessions in a day. So you buy either a morning or an afternoon ticket.
Right, wow. So before I come out again, can you do another tiger test?
Tiger test?
Yeah, so if a tiger did escape.
There is one due. Is there? There is one due. But I think we've got to do a bear practice thing, because I'm not sure if they've done a bear practice yet. I'm sure they have.
And you get to see the bears, and they're probably the most well-known bears that have ever visited the Isle of Wight, is that right?
I think so. I mean, there were bears on site about 30 years ago. At one point, I think there was at least a bear on site, but these are obviously the first bears that have been on the island in that since that time, really.
They never won awards.
Yeah, no.
No Oscars
for the bears. Disappointing, really, isn't it?
It is.
How can we get our bears an Oscar?
A honey jar.
Oh, honey.
What is that? Oscar.
Oh, so bear Oscar.
Yeah.
I like it.
Custom made for a bear.
Hey, look, has anybody got any more questions?
No,
we've run out. We've run out of questions. Go on.
What is your favourite animal at your work?
Oh, so I've already had that, and that's a good question because I don't mind answering it again. So it's the cockatoos, so Sam and Guido, because they are incredibly cheeky and they are always fantastic with my school groups.
Yeah. Apart from those ones?
Oh, that's difficult now. I mean, I quite like all the animals. Yeah. So that's when it becomes quite hard. Those two really stand out. But I mean, obviously Benji and Blue are fabulous. They so far have just been amazing for the kids to see. So they're probably my next favourites.
Yeah.
Hey, will you come back in a week or so before the event itself?
And
take some more questions.
Yes. Are you guys going to write me some amazing questions for a couple of weeks' time?
I already have one in mind.
He's working on it.
No, I've already got one.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll save it for next time. All right.
I'll try.
Thank you, Dylan. thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Jack, and Agreement. And thank you, Zeb, for coming in.
That's all right.
That's brilliant.
Much.
Thoroughly enjoyed your company. The event's going to be a massive success.
I hope
definitely.
So. I hope
our guys will be there, I'm sure of it.